With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A judge dismisses some of the charges against former President Donald Trump in the Georgia 2020 election interference case. Correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee wrote that six of the counts in the racketeering indictment must be quashed, including three against Trump. But he left in place 10 others against Trump and says prosecutors can seek a new indictment on the charges he dismissed. The indictment charges Trump and more than a dozen other defendants with violating Georgia's Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. This is the first time in any of Trump's four criminal cases that charges have been dismissed, with the judge ruling prosecutors failed to provide enough details about the alleged crime. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, veteran suicide prevention took center stage today at a special hearing before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
National Commander of the American Legion Daniel C. Hafer spoke about a number of challenges facing veterans, but one stands out.
And veterans continue to fight that plague of suicide.
Congressman Mark Tucano was happy to report that because of implementation of the Compact Act over the past year,
over 50,000 veterans have called 988 and have received emergency mental health care.
The Compact Act aims to prevent veteran suicide by offering no-cost mental health care at VA and non-VA facilities. Bob Agnew reported.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, defending his refusal to send Taurus long-range cruise missiles to Ukraine, Scholz insisting that Germany must not become directly involved in the war between Ukraine and Russia. This is SRN News. India is implementing a citizenship law that excludes Muslims.
The Citizenship Amendment Act provides a fast track to naturalization for many religious groups who fled to Hindu-majority India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan before 2015. Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Christians are among those who will qualify for naturalization, but the law excludes Muslims. The law was approved in 2019, but Prime Minister Modi announced the implementation weeks before he seeks a third term in office. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Award-winning Christian singer Jeremy Camp recovering from successful heart surgery. His wife, Adrienne, wrote on Instagram that the surgery was a success, but it'll take a few months to fully heal. Jeremy Camp announced last weekend that he'd been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and that the abnormal heart rhythm had made things difficult. This is SRN News. The U.S. expects a transitional council to be in place in Haiti in the next 2 days. It will be charged with nominating a new prime minister following the resignation of Ariel Henry. The BBC's Will Grant is on the Haitian border with the Dominican Republic.
I think the difficulty will be creating some kind of transitional administration that's acceptable to enough of the population, particularly those with the guns who are currently controlling the capital, Port-au-Prince. That's not going to be an easy feat. And to do it to that time frame that's already been mentioned by the State Department of the next couple of days seems extraordinary.
The BBC's Will Grant. Denmark's government wants to increase the number of Danes doing military service by making conscription mandatory for women, and by increasing the time of service to 11 months for both genders. Denmark, a NATO member, has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine in its war against Russia. More details at SRNnews.com.